Episode 10, The Super Conference, and a whole bunch more.
Interested in Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a very vague concept to a lot of people.
Need to know more about cryptocurrency?
We're going
to
talk about the basics. You know, this is something that people just have no idea about what crypto is.
How about buying, selling, and mining?
Tony, I think that's one of the things that's going to make us a little different from some other shows.
We're getting our hands dirty.
Then listen to Gary Leland and Tony Sakala, better known as the Crypto Cousins, on the Crypto Cousins Podcast.
Hey, 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 Gary Leland here. Welcome to another Crypto Cousin episode.
Hello, this is Tony.
And Tony, things are going crazy again, going in the right direction. Bitcoin this week, $15,288. It's just kind of amazing to me, since this is a part of the show where we just talk about stuff, how Veer is now, whenever you see him on a TV show, he's not saying Bcash is another good option, Bcash is great. I love Bcash. He didn't even say he's affiliated with Bcash, first of all. But it's the opposite. He goes, Bitcoin's terrible. Bitcoin's the worst. Get out of Bitcoin. And then, you know, when you watch him on MSNBC and stuff like that, they never go, well, Mr. Veer, you are telling us Bitcoin's bad and Bcash is great. And do you have any influence on that because you are affiliated with Bcash? I've never seen that question one time.
Well, it's just really amazing to me when you think about how the mainstream media operates. Then you wonder, well, is it that way in the pharmaceutical industry? Is it that way in the security industry? So when someone gets on TV and tells us, oh, you really need to take off your shoes, it's really important because then the plane's not going to be safe. I mean, really, you can't trust mainstream media as far as you can throw them.
Yeah, I don't know if this is their lack of knowledge about the subject, that they haven't even bothered to do the research to see the person that they're talking to that is saying get out of Bitcoin and get into Bcash is part owner of Bcash. And they haven't even bothered to do the minimal research to see that, because every time I see him, I keep waiting for, and the only person that really hit him up on that, he ended up shooting him the bird when he got off the show, you know, giving him the finger right when he got off the show. The only person that ever called him on it. I would think that if I was a news agency, I'd kind of want to call him on it to see what kind of reaction I got.
Yeah. See if you're going to get the bird.
Yeah. But, but that's just crazy. But we are back up. That's the main thing. And we're headed back in the right direction. Because as Tony, as you always tell me, you can't keep Bitcoin down.
No. Well, it is. It's just the honey badger of the world. And it is so powerful in how it was designed. It was designed to be resistant to these sort of attacks.
Well, I do wish that they would figure out this Lightning Network or whatever and speed it up. I think that would be a positive thing for Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some talk in our Facebook group about that, and people are interested in hearing what the latest is. And really, it's like being at the star, at the far front of the research in any industry. You're going to read white papers. You're going to see what's happening in the lab. There's something called a test net and then the main net. And a lot of the work is being done on test nets right now. And it's really working. Lightning Network is working. It's now to a point where people need to implement it in their wallets. And so you'll see more and more people starting to implement. And I think that the industry is going to have this shakeout. You know, I think we saw it with Internet Explorer, Netscape Navigator, Firefox. You have your corporate entrenched browser. You have your browser that's open source. You know, I think we're looking for the Firefox of our industry. We're looking for the wallet and the folks. And they're out there. There's a lot of folks out there who are wanting to make the field better, who are wanting to make cryptocurrency easier to use, and whose ideas are to help everyone and not to create a firewall or paywall in such a way that their own special technology or their own twist on it is going to lead to tremendous profits for them. I don't have to give examples. We've been talking all about what type of special interest groups have developed.
No, go ahead. I'm...
Yeah, you know, out of the New York agreement and what has happened since then, those players have fallen on their face. You know, it's like trying to develop a new WordPress. You know, there are people who have tried to clone WordPress or what we call fork WordPress. We come from the WordPress background. WordPress is open source software. It's wonderful. There are thousands of developers working on it. And if you want to take it and develop it for yourself, go right ahead. The license says you can do that. But the product you're going to end up with is, yeah, sure, all the great code that you got from 10 years of people working on the WordPress for free for you. Now you have to take it over and go your own way. And you find it's not an easy task. Software development isn't easy. When Bcash, when SegWit2x launched, I mean, it almost launched. If it did launch, it was going to bring down the entire network because it had this huge bug in it. And, you know, it was one person reviewed the code. One or two people maybe reviewed the code. It was, it's not easy. Software development isn't easy. And it takes some of the best minds on the planet. And we're seeing that with Bitcoin. We're seeing a lot of brilliant people contributing to these new layers, the Lightning Network, which if you haven't heard the news, if people are just new to the area, basically the Lightning Network is a layer on top of Bitcoin wherein payments happens immediately. So payments are chained together off the main chain. And so if you want to pay for a cup of coffee, someone else wants to pay for a cup of coffee, someone else, all those cup of coffee payments are chained together and credited towards each other. And then at some point, they go back to the main Bitcoin network and reconcile on there. But you don't have to bother the main network for these Lightning transactions.
Well, there's a lot of stuff being built. And something we were talking about, Tony, earlier this week, that it turned out we both were messing around with, and I think we both liked, was that Exodus wallet. I know it's kind of off the path what you're talking about, but I kind of like that Exodus wallet. Did you tell me you liked that too?
I like the interface. It's a step in the right direction. You know, you're able to see what you have very clearly. You can see your portfolio. You're not looking at something that looks like a programming interface. So, yeah, I was using it. It was an emergency. I really needed to get some funds moved fast. And it was working for me. You know, when the exchanges were down, I jumped on shapeshift.io through Exodus. It has a shapeshift right within it. And transferred some coins to other coins at 2 in the morning, and it was working out.
Well, I've enjoyed it, and I've started using it as my wallet, and it's at exodus.io, if anyone's interested, exodus.io, and that information will be in the show notes. But I've been talking to one of the guys there. They have custom skins that you can layer on your dashboard, mm-hmm. You know, and most of them seem to be from YouTube people who talk about crypto, but I'm trying to get them to make a Crypto Cousins skin. So we'll see how that goes, if that works out or not. But actually, it's a good tool whether they do a skin for us or not. So you might want to check that out, like I said, at exodus.io. And I sent an email to him maybe to come on the show and talk to us about the thing, because I don't understand, which we can get into in another show since we're going to talk about it, but there's the shapeshift and the transfer fees, they're so high and stuff like that. So I am kind of confused on that. So maybe he can come on the show and explain that to us.
Yes, that is a big concern. We've been seeing that a lot. People are very confused. They go into Coinbase, they go to another exchange, and they don't understand why Bitcoin is this price, why it's so much more to buy it at a higher price, or they sell it at a lower price, or even just transferring Bitcoin from wallet to wallet, you know, what the transaction fees are. It's a topic in and of itself.
Yeah. Hey, and also, this is kind of, to me, really cool. If things go right, that's my little drum roll, desk roll. The Crypto Cousins could have their own mining pool within the next month or two, the Crypto Cousins mining pool. And for those that don't understand what a mining pool actually is, you know, people mine crypto, Bitcoin, Zcash, whatever. Tony and I mine Zcash. But as most people join a mining pool. And Tony, would you mind just giving us a quick scenario of what a mining pool is for anyone who might not know?
Sure. In the old days, you would take your laptop and hook it up to the Bitcoin network, and you would just mine away, and you would every couple of hours find another Bitcoin reward. You would get rewarded every 10 minutes, more Bitcoins are rewarded. Same holds for other altcoins. Zcash, another reward comes out every 2.5 minutes. But as the difficulty, as more and more people started doing this, thousands and thousands of miners come on board, you know, they can't be giving out new Bitcoin every 10 seconds or new Zcash every 2.5 seconds. Because there's more mining power, they had to make it more difficult. As it became more difficult, then, and more people are competing, people had to pool together, you know, like your office lottery pool, lotto pool, whatever it's called. Then people work together in a mining pool. The entire pool shares the reward. So every 2.5 minutes, whatever has been mined on a big pool like Fly Pool, for instance, you would share however much you shared in the results. You would get, you know, a tiny fraction, 1/1,000th, 1/10,000th of whatever the reward was, but you get it every 2.5 minutes.
So you get a percentage of whatever the pool makes according to how much effort your machine put into the work in progress.
Exactly. Very well put.
Yeah. So if you did 1/10 of or 1% of all the work, well, you're going to get 1%. But, I mean, that would be outrageous amount because most pools have a tremendous amount of people in them, machines in them. But hopefully, I had talks last night with one of our cousins who's very involved in the Facebook group. I'm not going to mention his name because I don't know if he wants it mentioned. But he's wanting to put together the pool, and it'd be the Crypto Cousins pool. But, you know, Tony, what else we need? And I have people message me daily. I mean, really daily. And they're hearing us talking about they can get involved on Facebook or they get involved here and there. And people were messaging me. Like, I had a guy from Holland last night message me going, I want to get involved. What can I do? And that's what they're always asking. They're like going, I see you got enough people in the Facebook group moderators. What can I do to help out? And so then I think of these things when the show starts. And you know what? Something we could – I think that we should just – really build out this network and get the whole family involved in anything we want to do. And one of the things I think we could do is make a Crypto Cousins app.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's into building apps or knows how to build apps. And you know the reason I say this, Tony? Let me tell you why I say this.
Tell me.
I was Christmas at one of Kathy's brother's homes and her son, and his son, who's really pretty techie guy. Most of the people consider him the techie guy of the family. I don't know why. They don't come to me thinking I'm the techie guy. They think this guy who doesn't work in the computer field and plays video games is the techie guy, which is fine. He's a good kid. And he was telling me about this. We were talking about podcasting because, you know, I'm in the podcasting Hall of Fame and all that. I'm into podcasting. And he was telling me about this podcast he listened to. And I said, well, I'm not familiar with that. And he opened his phone up and opened the app. And I said, why are you opening the app on your iPhone? Why aren't you listening on the Apple iTunes iPods, the store? I mean, on their app. It's built right there, an app. Why would you buy that app when you have a free one that works way better? And you can add other shows. And he goes, oh, no. This is way better way to listen. I said, what are you talking about? It's the same, same content. And I look in his page, he has a certain page that has 8 apps on it for different podcasts he listens to. And it dawned on me, some people, for some unknown reason to me, that doesn't mean it's not a good reason, it's just an unknown reason to me, some people like using apps to listen to podcasts.
Well,
I don't want to make an app that costs. I want someone who would make us a free app so people can listen to our podcast, find out about our blog post. You know, Crypto Cousins is free for people just to get the word out. So that dawned on me. Maybe we need an app for those people who prefer using apps.
I think that's a great idea. Boy, I would use the app. You know, we've got so much going on in our little Cousins network here between the Facebook page and the Facebook group and all the things that are happening on the internet that people are talking about and posting for us. I mean, we're getting people, of course, because we're global. We have people posting on the group 24 hours a day. Someone started a conversation with them. It was like 11:30. I thought, wait a second, I'm kind of going to bed. But, you know, we started this conversation. So we're going to continue for a little while. So it's exciting. And I think an app would help to organize everything. It's a great idea.
Well, thanks. I think it'd be good, especially for those people who want to get involved. So if there's anyone out there who wants to get involved, and get involved. I just can't remember off the top of my head because it's one of the few things that's not our normal deal here. What is our email? Do you know off the top
of
your head?
Our email's The Crypto Cousins.
The Crypto the Cousins?
The Crypto Cousins.
Okay.
At Gmail. Gmail.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I never can remember the V in there. That's one of the few things we weren't able to get when we started this. So if you're interested in getting involved and you want to build this an app for iPhone or someone else may want to build an app for Android, or if you have an idea of something we can build to grow this neighborhood, you know, send us an email and let us know. Because, you know, Tony, I've been getting a lot of messages from people going, I really want to thank you for the information you give, which we do appreciate, but they're saying they really appreciate the fact the group is not hostile. Evidently, there are a lot of hostile groups that when newbies go in there and go, hey, where's the best place to buy Bitcoin? People are going, get out of here. I mean, if you don't know that, you need to get out of here. So, but our group, if someone asks that, 10 people will go in there and give them, hey, Coinbase is a good place for newbies to go, but you may want to check out this or whatever. So I really like how people in our group are doing our thing and treating everybody as a family.
I like that a lot. You know, you don't start yelling at your cousin. You just, hey, help him out. You know, newbies, everybody was a newbie once. We all were newbies.
Also, this week,
I feel like a newbie every day.
Every day. I mean, you know, every day I feel like I can carry on a great conversation now about crypto, but I learn so much every day. Hey, what about this is, for those who don't know, Tony and I have been building and selling mining machines. We have machines that we mine with. That's what's different about us than a lot of podcasts, Tony. We're actually, as you put it, getting our hands dirty, building machines. We're getting in there doing the grunt work. We're not just talking about it. And we started selling these machines on our site at CryptoCousins.com in the store. And Tony, this last week was off the hook on people buying machines. Oh, my gosh. The word's out and people are wanting machines. Now, you said something interesting happened this week.
Yeah, I think what was fascinating was we had set up a list for Amazon affiliates so that if people wanted to buy mining equipment that we used to build the Ethan mining rig, oh, they can just buy it on Amazon and put it together themselves.
We open sourced it.
We said, hey, this is it. This is what we're doing. These are all the parts. You know, you don't have to buy one to look under the hood. Here's what's under the hood. You know, this is what we've got. And so we put it out there, and then that day we got like 4 orders. And then the next day we got a couple more orders. It was amazing how many orders we got, and was definitely getting backlogged because the orders came in way faster than we were expecting. We were getting one or two every week, not 5 or 6 in a day.
Well, I think what was pretty cool was the message. And I'm trying to remember who it was from. I don't want to say his name in case he didn't want anyone to know. But one person drives an 18-wheeler rig.
Yeah.
And he's wanting to buy machines to put in his rig. Because I guess he can, while he's driving around, the rig makes electricity. And so he wants to drive around mining crypto in his rig while he's making deliveries. I thought that was crazy.
Well, that is exciting. I've always imagined that you could take these on the road. I've looked at building the rigs to be small enough so that they could be operated with batteries or solar. And I really want to extend rig building from the smallest to the largest. So studying the field at all its edges has been really interesting to me. And we had this truck driver person, and they're really excited to get on the road. And they thought, wow, you know, we communicated even further, and they said they would even be excited to have multiple machines and go on the road and talk about it. You know, so this is really fascinating because there's a lot of engine, a lot of horsepower in those vehicles, and a lot of the energy is wasted or just running idle, and you've got these motors running. So we'll see what happens. We're going to do some have a conversation and talk about what are the needs, because it's going to be a little challenging hooking up to a mobile network, Verizon or AT&T or whatever the person uses to get onto the internet, because you do need connectivity to the mining pool continuously if you wanted to be mining.
Well, Tony, if everybody you don't know, Tony's like the mad scientist. Okay, this guy is taking the machines, taking them apart. You know, he takes my machine over here that I had mining, takes it home, takes it apart, puts it in other machines. And every time I talk to him, he's like, Gary, I came up with this new way to do this. One last moving part. We're doing this. So slowly but surely, these machines are getting made better and better and better and better. And Tony is, like I said, he's the mad scientist that's figuring this out. So kudos to you, Tony, for figuring this out. And, we'll probably do a show. Well, actually, we're getting ready to do some more shows. We're going to start a new show called Conversations with the Cousins, that whenever Tony comes over here to the studio, which I'm in right now, Tony lives in Dallas and I'm in Arlington, we're going to sit here and record live shows together where we just do a conversation. So those shows are coming out. We're thinking about doing shows where we bring on people from companies that are other currencies or ICOs and just talking about their product just to get people information, because so many people are asking. So we're thinking about that. So we're thinking about doing a lot of things, in other words. But on this show, we're doing an interview with Richard Jacobs about the Super Conference. That's the Bitcoin, Ethereum, blockchain Super Conference. And before we get to that interview, I want to make sure everybody knows that if you decide to go, use our affiliate link, CryptoCousins.com/super, and that'll save you 10%, I think, on that. So I just wanted to give that a big shout. But, hey, Tony, I also want to give everybody a big thanks for...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was that, Gary? Did we say 10%?
How much 10%. Yeah, 10%. That's a fantastic big savings on this conference.
That is a big savings.
Yeah. But I want to give everybody a big thank you, shout out for reviews that we've been getting on iTunes. Those are off the hook.
Fantastic. Yes. Thank you very much, folks. We've been really appreciative, because that's really where you say you can give back. People say, how can I give back? Well, yeah, go to iTunes and give a review. If you've never done that before, it's really easy. We have a page on our website that goes through the instructions.
Oh, yeah. If you go to CryptoCousins.com, I forgot you put that on there. And it's called, what is that page called? Reviews?
Let's see. They look
in the tab. I know they'll see it. But the thing that's really cool about that page that I thought was cool, maybe it's not that cool, but when Tony made the page, if you're on your computer or your laptop, it shows you how to do it from your laptop, how to go there, give us a 5-star review on iTunes. But if you go to the page on your phone, it shows you, instead of coming up with a computer version, it comes up with the phone version, what to do on your phone. So I thought that was pretty cool. But, yeah, that kind of helps us get rated higher so that we come up higher and we grow the show. It's an easy way to help us, to be honest with you. If you're listening on your phone, you probably got it right there. What is that page, Tony?
It is called Rate Us.
Rate Us.
And Rate Us. Right at the top, we have two menus. It's the smaller top menu right before Donate.
You know, and also while they're there, if they see – you know, a lot of people are watching our stuff on YouTube and on our site and stuff, our videos. Make sure and rate those, too. Give us a comment. I don't know if you grade them, but give us a comment. Say, hey, I like the show. I think that helps us, too, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And any type of engagement on YouTube is just really very positive.
Yeah, so, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do if you like this show to help us that don't really involve anything financially that still help us. And I also want to mention what I'm thinking about, Tony, that we're not financial advisors, we're not accountants, we're not anything. We're just two dudes talking about crypto and letting people join our conversation. So don't take anything. Do your own due diligence.
That's a good way of putting it. We're just two dudes talking about technology.
Yeah, we just like it and find it interesting and decided to do a podcast on it. And Tony?
It's time for Crypto Cousins News.
Okay, Tony, what you got for us this week?
Well, you know, people have been really fascinated with, you know, getting Bitcoin in. You know, the exchanges have kind of let us down this last couple of weeks. But something we don't really talk about is, localbitcoins.com.
What is that? I never even heard of that.
Really? Oh, wow. It's amazing we hadn't talked about it, because for some people that was really their first introduction to crypto. Is localbitcoins.com is people who go to this website are either buyers or sellers. So you can think of it as kind of like an eBay for crypto. And they go to localbitcoins.com and say, you know what? I've got some crypto. I want to sell it. And they put a price, you know, what it would be if it was, you know, the full Bitcoin. So I'd say something like, you know, $18,000. And today it's $15,700 or so. And so be like, okay, this person's going to sell me some crypto. And then you figure out how you get paid. So you might have like a wire transfer or a deposit in a certain type of bank. Some certain banks have different ways of doing it. Or it's localbitcoins.com. You may meet the person face to face. You know, there's different ways to do it. And it's a way to quickly and easily turn your cash, your fiat currency, into cryptocurrency. And the other way around. If you have it and you want to help a brother out, help a cousin out, then you can go there and sell a little bit. And of course, people have limits. They're like, okay, I'll sell $50 to $500 worth. You know, they're not selling entire Bitcoins.
Yeah, I see this. It's trade Bitcoins in 15,774 cities and 248 countries, including the U.S. And yeah, you got people buy Bitcoin online in the U.S., buy Bitcoins with cash near Dallas,
mm-hmm.
sell Bitcoins online in the U.S., sell Bitcoins for cash near Dallas. So I guess whatever city you're in that is one of these 15,774 cities, it says buy Bitcoins and cash near San Francisco or buy Bitcoins and cash. So you can find people actually local that instead of going through an exchange is what this is.
Exactly. Exactly. It's being done without having to go through and wait. And you and I know how this AML, KYC, all the three-letter acronyms for figuring out and sorting out what type of customer you are, you know, that's a throwback to the old banking industry. The banking industry determines first if they want you to have money or give you permission to have money or to store money or to spend money. And you know, that's going away because this is a permissionless type of system. That's the reason cryptocurrency is just raging. It's just raging across the planet because people realize, wait a second, who gave you the authority to tell me that I can't spend my money this way? You know, I had a transaction stopped by my bank. I was trying to buy some more crypto on Coinbase. And I have had these transactions going regularly for years. And somehow this week, it triggered a flag. And my bank said, no, we're not going to transfer to Coinbase. I mean, Coinbase is certainly one of the, you know, largest and most established rule players. They have their own AML, KYC AML things going on. So if someone else can tell you what you can and cannot do with your money, then that's when you want to turn and go the other direction. You want to find a way to take your money. It's your money. It's you've worked hard for it, and you can spend it however you want. And local Bitcoins helps you to move in that direction.
So are you on this page by any chance right now?
The homepage? Yeah.
Yeah, local Bitcoins?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go down to the bottom, it says sell Bitcoins for cash near Dallas, U.S. Mm-hmm. And I go to the top guy who's BTC miner. He's saying, what is he saying? He will buy for $14,908 per coin?
So
is that what he's saying? He's 13 miles from me in Irving.
Wow. Okay, so you have a different view. I'm not seeing that. But,
oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
So the top guy sell Bitcoins.
So whatever the top guy has, he has a price.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. In my case, it says sell $14,908 U.S. dollars, at least 500 U.S. dollars. What does that mm-hmm. mean?
So, yeah, so that's his lower limit. Some people, I've got somebody here in Oklahoma from $100 to $800. Someone else from...
So that means this guy for $500, he's not going to mess with you unless you sell him $500 worth.
Exactly.
And so when I click on sell...
So
well, first of all, mm-hmm. $14,908, that's more than I can buy Bitcoin for right now on the exchange.
Exactly.
I can buy Bitcoin cheaper than that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about access. You know, do you want to go through what's going on the exchanges or do you want to do it a different way?
So I can buy Bitcoin right now for $15,785. That's the price at this moment and sell it to this guy for $14,908.
You could create a market for yourself.
And that, so when I click on sell, I'm just discovering this myself, guys, so you guys bear with me. When I discover something new, I want to get it explained, and Tony knows it. It has my price here. I sell it at the user ID. How much is the minimum he'll buy? Doesn't have a maximum. And it says, how much do you wish to sell? I'm going to put $1,000 in here. And it shows that's 0.067074 Bitcoin. And it says, sign up free. If I was signed up, is there a quick sell button or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, it's, you work out, and I haven't done it personally. So I just, the idea is that you, they do an escrow and they'll hold the funds. They put the funds into an escrow and, you know, that's one way to do it. Or you end up working out, meeting the person, in person, if they're, in your neighborhood.
And also it has on the right here, terms of trade with this person. That he prefers to meet at a bank or a Starbucks. And here's private his phone number.
Room. Oh, okay, local cafe.
You can call him and discuss it.
See, there you go. So it's about meeting people person to person. That's really,
a pretty cool thing, Tony.
It's a really cool thing. Yeah, we're surprised we haven't talked about it.
Yeah, I'm surprised I didn't know about it. See, I tell you, I learn something every day, and I'm into this a lot. I think that's the most interesting thing. It's probably maybe the simplest, but it's the thing that's interested me the most of anything you bought with, and it kind of puts my stuff I was going to talk about to shame. Because I was going to talk about a lot of people.
No, your thing is fascinating.
A lot of people were upset, because, Coinbase, while Coinbase is a great place to go if you're a newbie, I think if you're new at this and you've never done it, you've never bought crypto, and you're trying to get some, and you're not really super computer literate, I really think Coinbase is a good place to go. I really do. And if you use our affiliate link, cryptocousins.com/Coinbase, you're going to get $10 worth of free Bitcoin when you make your purchase, and we've got $10. So, Tony, I'm going to throw that in there, that they can get $10 free and we can get $10. But a lot of people, after they get they've been buying a while and exchanging and actually getting deeper and deeper into crypto, they don't really need Coinbase as much as a place to buy crypto, because now they're starting to move to exchanges. And a way to buy crypto using Coinbase, basically, but not paying the high fees, is to move your cash into a cash wallet in Coinbase. When you're purchasing in Coinbase, you'll see you can purchase Bitcoin, you can purchase Bcash, you can purchase Ethereum, you can purchase Litecoin, or you can just move cash in there. And there's no charge to move cash in there. Then you can go over to GDAX. I think it's just GDAX.com. I'm not sure.
It is, yes.
But GDAX is owned by Coinbase. So if you've got Coinbase open and you open your GDAX, you just log right in by hitting log in, and it automatically logs you in. But you can transfer that cash from Coinbase to GDAX. And now if you buy in GDAX, it's an exchange instead of like a store. I think that's a good way to place it. It's not like a store anymore and you're paying retail prices. You're into an exchange and you're more or less paying wholesale prices on the fees.
It's really a trade-off, because, you can click, 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 1, 2, 3, you've bought something on Coinbase. You go into GDAX, you're going to see the dark screen, you're going to see the glowing numbers, buy, sell, limit order, market order. You need to have a little bit of understanding if you've done trading on E-Trade or you've done that sort of thing in the regular markets, then it'll be very comfortable to you. But if you've never done it before, GDAX is a little overwhelming with regard to, what's happening in the moment on buying and selling.
So, but yeah, it is. It is. But it saves you some money.
Oh, yeah. So it's worth learning. That's for sure.
Well, let me put it this way. Here's your problems, though, Tony. Let's say you upload your money right now as a cash. I'm going to put $1,000 in there. I'm just using that number. I'm going to go ahead and send that to Coinbase is cash. Well, that money is kind of in limbo for 4 or 5 days until it clears, gets there, and stuff like that, okay? So your money's going there. You can see that you're got the transfer in action on Coinbase, but your money's in limbo and you can't do anything with it. This is what happened to me. Now, Bitcoin starts going through the roof and you want to buy some. You go, oh my gosh, Bitcoin is now 14,100, 14,200, 14,300. It's shooting to the moon. I want to buy some. Well, you can't. You can't buy any for 4 or 5 days till that currency gets
mm-hmm.
there.
Your money's in limbo.
Your money in a situation like that, you're almost better off to pay the higher fees and say, the heck with it. I paid an extra $100, but I made that back in 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So you got to kind of figure out what you're doing there and get your strategy then. But that can be the negative about it is all of a sudden you're mm-hmm. stuck there if you're using Coinbase and the whole GDAX system there. So I want to make sure you know that. So that's CryptoCousins.com/Coinbase for the affiliate program. And then, like I said, GDAX is the exchange. But, you know, I see a lot of people using Binance now. Mm-hmm. They're even pulling out of GDAX and Coinbase and going strictly over to Binance.
Yes, we have a couple of cousins talking about Binance, and it looks really interesting.
Well, I do want to.
I bet we have a.
Go ahead. Sorry, Tony.
Do we have a code? Do we have a code, Gary?
Yeah, we do. It's, of course, of course. CryptoCousins.com/Binance, BINANCE. But that's an affiliate code for us. It doesn't give you anything, but it does give us a percentage of the fees that you paid. So it's a small percentage, but it does give us something. So if you go there, check that out.
Well, it gives them a lot, gives them a good, warm, and fuzzy feeling that they're helping Crypto Cousins grow throughout the planet.
And it doesn't cost them anything to do that.
It doesn't cost anything.
And they also can, just to let them know, we have a Patreon page, CryptoCousins.com/Patreon, and CryptoCousins.com/donate, if they want to just see other methods they can use to help us. Tony, we are just, this is crazy, this episode. I mean, oh my gosh, this is, I don't know what we're gonna do. I guess we need to move through. This is the problem with us. We want to keep these at a half an hour, and we never, ever, ever keep them at a half an hour. We have some questions though. First one's from Kathy Hung. She asked, do you have transcripts for the podcast? Thank you. No, we don't, Kathy. But if anyone wants to volunteer to write us transcripts and email them to us, we will put them on the website, right, Tony?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, you do upload it to YouTube, Gary. And doesn't YouTube have a machine learning kind of thing? Doesn't it auto transcript?
I think it makes mistakes. If someone wanted to go to that and get that, you know, and then go through and edit it for us, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have time to even edit it. I mean, we're so busy with this stuff. So, I mean, there's a lot of ways people could do that. I think there are sites you can go to and just drop the file in and do it. But
that's
I don't
right.
know anything about that.
Right.
Let's
yeah,
see.
Fantastic. That's
question
a good start.
Two is from Roger. Hey, cousins, Roger. I got into learning about cryptocurrency in the last week and found your podcast on Spotify, and I was hooked. Yeah, that's right. You can find our podcast at CryptoCousins.com/Spotify if you are a Spotify listener. I've listened to almost all of them in 2 days. I was hoping to get a few links to get me started. A few links to get me started with getting a wallet on my PC. Tony, I think we have just the thing for this guy.
We have just the thing. WorldwideWallets.com is where we've pulled together information from all over the internet to point you to different wallets you can choose. And so if you have a PC, a phone, or you want to look into a hardware device, we have listings there that we keep relatively up to date on what are the latest wallets to use. WorldwideWallets.com.
Even have paper wallets there, how to do a paper wallet. So that's a site we made. So if you see a wallet you think we need to include, email us at thecryptocousins.com@gmail.com. But that's just a resource we made for everybody at WorldwideWallets.com. Let me see. We got one more question here before we get into the interview for the longest podcast we've done to date. And let's listen to this question.
Hey, guys, I'm really enjoying your podcast. This is one of my first weeks, and I'm absorbing information at hours and hours a day, and you're a big part of that. My question is, when miners mine Bitcoin and every 10 minutes or so, 12 coins are mined, is that one lucky miner that hits the jackpot and gets those 12 coins, or can multiple miners get one coin each or even fractions of the coin? Thank you so much. I hope to hear myself on your awesome podcast.
Okay, Tony, you are the mad scientist when it comes to mining and know way more than I do. I just tag along in your shadow. What's the answer to this?
Well, you know, when miners are mining, it used to be that you could get the entire reward. But as we know, most mining takes place on mining pools, and mining pools do all the hard work of figuring out how much you've contributed towards mining that particular coin. If you're on a Zcash mining pool and you've shared maybe 1,000 answers in the last 2.5 minutes, and the entire mining pool did about 100,000 answers in the last 2.5 minutes, well, you'll get 1% of the mining pool rewards. And there are different ways that they pay it out. They average it over a different series of times, et cetera, et cetera. It's very confusing. But the bottom line is you will get a fraction of the coin you're mining on a regular basis.
Yeah, you're good. I think we kind of covered that earlier too, probably. Mm-hmm. So we weren't planning on covering that earlier when we put the question in here. But hey, if you send us a question, make sure and put your name on there, dude. I have one guy who goes, I want to hear myself on your show, and he didn't even tell us who he was. So hopefully he recognizes
his He'll voice. Know. He'll know.
Yes, I thought that was funny. So now today's topic, as we said earlier, what we planned on getting into a lot earlier, is an interview with Richard Jacobs about the Super Conference. Richard ran the Bitcoin.com podcast. He's created the blockchain-focused consulting firm, Blockchain Edge. Richard is also the author of 4 books, including Secrets of Attorney Moral Marketing, The Ultimate Guide to Business Marketing, and the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Lessons Learned from 200 Interviews of Blockchain Companies. I guess that's 200 interviews he did on his Bitcoin.com podcast.
Mm-hmm. 200 plus.
200 plus. That's a lot of interviews. Let's go to that interview. We're already almost at an hour, Tony, and we haven't even done the interview yet. Put the interview in here. And we got our choice. We can cut this. I tell you, here's the deal. We could cut this off and make this the episode today and do this interview later. But I think people want to get so much info on crypto as fast as they can. I think we ought to just keep going and have it on this episode and have a super long show.
Have a super long show. And look, folks, we won't hurt our feelings. You want to listen to us at 1.5 times, 2 times. You can do that in the podcasting app. There are even podcasting apps that can boost us up to 5 or 10 times the speed. So if you're a fast listener,
I can't imagine you can listen at 10 times the speed.
Wouldn't that some people can. You're better off maybe listening at 10 times the speed.
But, hey, let's get to the interview. And also, Tony, they can stop and take a pause and listen to the rest later. So let's get to the interview. Richard, welcome to the show. We're really, really excited about this conference because of the fact probably it's in Dallas-Fort Worth, and Tony lives in Dallas. I live in Fort Worth. This is the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Super Conference. And why don't we just start off by letting you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, thanks, guys. The whole goal is to showcase what blockchain can do. You know, it's not just about Bitcoin only. It's not just about a payment rail. You know, it's about helping to bank people that are underbanked or unbanked. You know, they have no bank accounts. It's about helping people in countries that, you know, let's say they can't show that they own a piece of property or a piece of land. And maybe blockchain can fix that and make a record that no one can change or corrupt that shows, yes, you know, this person owns this land, for instance. There's tons of things that blockchain can do. And I think most people don't understand that and have no clue. So the whole goal of this conference is for people that maybe they know nothing about Bitcoin. Maybe they do know and they don't realize that there's all these other things that blockchain can do out there. That's the goal of this conference, to show them, wow, I didn't realize they could do all these things. And the people speaking are the people running the companies that are creating these use cases and that are going to bring this stuff to, you know, to everyone in the world. So that's the whole goal of this conference.
Well, your speaker lineup is really fantastic, I think. I mean, you have some great speakers here.
Yeah.
And I think you were telling me at one time that you were able to make and get these speakers because of your podcast you did. Can you tell us about your podcast real quick?
Yeah, last year, you know, probably like a lot of people, I was caught up in the Trump and Hillary election, and it was just negative, you know. And I've always been curious about a lot of things, you know, especially like future technology. So I decided to start a podcast and focus on positive things, you know, and learn what I wanted to learn. Stem cells, blockchain and Bitcoin, 3D printing, artificial intelligence, that kind of stuff. So I started a podcast and I got to talk to people in these fields and I loved it. And I did a few interviews on Bitcoin and I just found myself most interested in that. And I started to focus the podcast in more on those kind of companies. And as it went along, I thought, I want to get involved in this industry. So I came up with the idea, well, I'm not a developer. What can I do? So I thought, all right, you know, it'd be great to get all this knowledge that I'm getting and disseminate it to other people. And that's why the conference. So that's where it came from. And the nice thing is that, you know, you talk to people on the phone, you do a podcast, it creates goodwill. And then I ask them, hey, you know, I'd like you to participate in the conference. And a lot of them said yes. You know, it was pretty simple, actually, once we got into it. But that's where all this came from, and that's where it headed.
So a lot of your people, the connections were made from your podcast.
Yep. Even people like Tim Draper. You know, he was happy that I interviewed him. He's a billionaire, but just a normal person. So I interviewed him a couple times, and then we said, hey, you know, would you want to participate? And he said, yeah. It was kind of simple as that, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, this is February the 16th through the 18th.
Right.
And like I said, it's in Dallas, Texas. Is this your first conference like this?
Yeah, it's the first one. And by the way, I live in Austin. So people ask me, why is it in Austin? Well, I wanted to make this convenient for people. Dallas is a direct flight from anywhere in the U.S. The weather is usually pretty good in February. It's not freezing. And it's right near the airport. So this is not for me and so that it's easy for me. I want to make this so that it's accessible to people. So that's why it's there. And that's why the dates and everything.
Yeah. Putting it right in the middle of the country like that and putting Dallas on the map for cryptocurrency and for leading the way in teaching people what it's all about. I think that's really what we're interested in as podcasters is teaching people what it's about, because there's so many people who still don't even really have a clue. They haven't even heard of the word cryptocurrency. I was at a party the other day and people heard of Bitcoin, but they didn't know what cryptocurrency was. So we have a lot of teaching to do.
Yeah. And one thing to mention, we're going to have a beginner's class, you know, for people that know nothing about Bitcoin or crypto or any of that stuff, you know, how to get a wallet, how to buy your first Bitcoin, you know, where is Bitcoin? Can you buy a part of Bitcoin or a whole one? You know, these real basic questions you guys probably get all the time. So we're going to have a class that teaches all that stuff. So even if you know nothing, you can come and you'll get an education.
Well, I saw 25% of your people are newcomers.
Yeah. I mean, we're getting a lot of interest from newcomers. You know, that frankly, you know, so I'm a marketer. That's what I've been doing for 8 years. And the crypto world is just very bad about marketing. You know, it's all programmers and tech guys that created all this stuff, but they don't know how to explain things in plain English so regular folks can understand. So I think that's like a huge, hugely important thing in this space. If you don't break it down and make it simple to understand, you're not going to attract people and make it widespread. You know, like if anyone that tells me, I wish crypto was everywhere, I want it for the masses, I want it to be widespread, well, you gotta cater to the masses and make it easy to understand. You know, there's a reason in my mind Coinbase has the most users, because, you know, yeah, sure, you don't manage your private keys and blah blah blah, but it's easy.
I agree completely.
Yeah,
it's exactly. It's an on ramp.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Coinbase is just like opening a bank account, even easier. So yeah,
right. You're
so who's giving the newbie class? Who's leading that?
We've got a special speaker. His name is Alex Eaton. He is a beginner's Bitcoin box that he, you know, sells, and he does coaching for people. I wanted to find someone, like my ideal would have been Andreas Antonopoulos, but he's like super busy. So I wanted to have someone that could really clearly explain all this stuff in very simple to use terms. So that's who we have, is Alex Eaton, that's going to be doing the class.
So this conference is not for what you just got to saying, basically, or what you're talking about. This isn't for seasoned pro or just programmers who write blockchain. This is for everybody.
It's not a developer conference. It's not just a newbie conference. It's newbies and people that want to learn. I want people to come away from the conference and be like, wow, I didn't realize that blockchain could do all these things. It's crazy. I really do think this is going to change the world. And now I have a great feeling on what it can do. Oh, decentralized storage, you know, medical data, et cetera. That's the whole goal. So whether you're a beginner or you're, you know, even moderately into it, that's what I want the conference to do for people. But it's not there to teach them how to code in Solidity or that kind of stuff. It's not for that.
So now there's a meet and greet party on February the 16th. Now that sounds something like I'm interested in.
We like parties, don't we?
Yeah, well, the goal, you know, we want it to be social. So yeah, we're going to, the party is still being formed. But yeah, the goal is to get as many speakers to the party as possible, you know, and just have people integrate and hang out. I mean, you know, I've been to BTC Miami, I've been to Consensus, and parties is really where you can relax with people and find out more info and just talk to them like a human being. So they're important to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How many people are you expecting at the conference, Richard, to attendees?
Yeah, we're close to 600 people already signed up. The goal is 800. You know, I'm being paranoid about filling it up. I want to get 800 for sure. Now I think we may actually get to the point where it's going to sell out early. It looks like it, because things are really ramping up. But so far, so good. But yeah, it should be definitely 800, possibly a tiny bit more.
Well, that's a good first year. I run a podcast conference called Podcast Movement, and I think our first year, we've been in our fourth year. Now, our first year, we did 700, and we're excited. But now in our fourth year, we're up to over 2,000. So if you reach the numbers you're at already, then you are at a great starting place for this.
Well, I have good timing, whether intentional or not. I mean, Bitcoin and Bitcoin price helps me tremendously. So it's like, this is a much easier conference to fill than, you know, I don't know, a basket weaving conference. Everyone's interested in. So that helps.
Right. You know, last February, it would have not have been as popular as really now we're seeing between Thanksgiving and Coinbase having this huge load of people joining over the holidays. And as the price has just reached now to starting to touch 20,000, people are going, they just really have to learn. I think you're going to sell out really, really fast.
Well, right now you're having the Christmas box offer. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. You know, like, again, I'm a marketer. So what I saw from other conferences is, hey, we're having a conference. These are the speakers. You should come. That's the whole call to action, you know? So we built a notification list that's up to about 10,000 people now. And we email that list. It's free to be on it. And we give them good news that's in the crypto world. We tell them about, you know, what's going on. So that's been a huge way to help sell tickets. And then each month, I wanted to offer something special to get people to sign up. So again, I don't want to just have it sit there and say, oh, you know, here, come sign up. I wanted to give people incentives. I just finished a book on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. You know, so we're offering that to people that are coming, t-shirts, you know, I want to get this thing moving. So that's the reason.
You know, I've already seen someone with their avatar picture of them drinking coffee out of a super conference coffee mug or Bitcoin coffee mug you sent them. So I thought that was interesting when I saw that.
So again, this goes back to the marketing aspect. You know, like Coinbase, right? You can't call them. You can't email them. They're just like out there in cyberspace, you know, ICOs that people invest in. You can't call them. So if you notice on the conference website, we got a phone number and we have email and we get back pretty much to everybody within 24 hours. I want this to be high human touch. And I think, you know, ironically, when you're dealing with like blockchain and decentralized blah, blah, blah and code, and you need humans more than ever. So that's why.
You know, one of the things I'm really into are vendors. I like to go through the vendors and talk to them and see what they have and what they're about. Can you tell us a little bit about the people that will be setting up there? Because I know you have a vendor booth area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just a quick picture. So we have a main ballroom and another special topics room. And the hallway is a horseshoe right around these rooms. And the vendors will all be right there. So you can't help but go by all the vendors' booths. It should be pretty crowded in front of them, you know, but that's where everything is. So some of the vendors we have is like Shapeshift. We have one company that's going to do mining, actually, just to, you know, just show people, hey, that's going on. We've got just, you know, a whole host of vendors. The ones that will do the booths tend to have more physical products. We've got guys that have, you know, physical Bitcoins, like maybe not Cassatius, but, you know, Satori and some of those physical Bitcoins that have value on them and Bitcoin memorabilia. So we got a whole bunch of people that are coming. Not just, you know, you're not just going to see booths only where there's people standing there with a few business cards and stickers. You can actually see physical things going on in the Bitcoin world, which I think will help people a lot.
Well, one thing I do see that I think we need to get done here, even though we're not speakers, I think you need to put our list our podcast on this speakers podcast page.
Oh, yeah. No, we will. Just let me know. We'll get it up there.
I'll send you the link to this.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you. Yeah, we run meetups, and I run a WordPress meetup. Gary runs a social media meetup, a podcasting meetup. And like you said several times, there's nothing like face-to-face meeting the people and interacting and networking. That's when you really understand somebody, when you stand there, have a drink with them, talk about things, you know, just in a relaxed atmosphere. I think that really is an amazing contribution to the field, because it is very vague. It's very nebulous, and a lot of it is cryptography and programming, and getting to really talk with people face to face is going to be very valuable.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm no genius. I go to a meetup locally. It's run by Factum, you know, one of the players in the space. I've been to it, I don't know, for a year and a half, and it took me a good 6 months of going there and interviewing people and reading and all that to even get a decent grasp on things. So, you know, I felt stupid for a long time, and I still don't even know most of the stuff that's going on. It's not possible. I mean, I've interviewed literally 300 plus companies in the field, and still it's not even close to everything that's going on. I mean, so that's why people need to come. You can't get this from sitting there reading articles or looking at GitHub code, or it's just not going to happen. You know, I'll give you another quick example. So this year at BTC Miami, I met, you know, local Bitcoins traders, talked to them. I met a guy from Venezuela that was mining, you know, on the sly, and you know, he had to be real careful, obviously.
Sure. Unnamed miner, for sure. Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
I met, you know, I talked to like the head of Unicoin, Sunny Ray. I talked to John McAfee. I mean, where are you going to do that otherwise? And it was really cool. It was great. I had lunch with people, and just, I mean, it was just that got me even more excited about it. And I learned a ton by going.
Well, fantastic. Well, we look forward to doing the same at your conference, is really to getting to meet people and to interface with folks and to develop those relationships. I think as the community comes together, we're going to be able to create even better things.
Yeah, definitely. So anyone that's again, I'm not trying to shill for it, but seriously, it's worth it to come out. You don't have to go to this one, go to another one. I don't care, but just go to meetups, go to live events. It'll make a huge difference. And if you really want to get into the crypto world, you got to meet the people. You can't just meet them through a smart contract or a piece of GitHub code. You got to touch them in person. That's my advice to people.
Mm-hmm. I do want to say thank you for the access you have allowed us during the conference. We're looking forward to creating some great content with the people coming to this event, because to me, like I said, I think this is just a great lineup, and I think a lot of people are going to want to see what they have to say. I mean, if you want to learn from them, you're going to have to be there. That's for sure. We're not right. covering that, but we're going to talk to a lot of these people afterwards and just get their thoughts on things, which will be maybe bonus content for people going, is how we look at it. There any anything in particular that we may not have covered that you want to make sure that people know, Richard?
Let's see. So we're going to have, we're probably not going to live stream the event for various reasons, but a big reason is it could be a technical nightmare. But we are going to have recordings available for purchase. So if you can go there and get to every speech, great. But I recommend getting the recordings too, because, you know, I go to conferences, you can't process it all. And if you at least go through things a second time, you'll pick up at least double the information and double the benefit. So we'll have that available to people. And like I said, my goal is that the vendors are thrilled because they got tons of people that went to their booth. The people are thrilled because they met tons of other people and they had a great time. The speakers are thrilled because we had full rooms for them. I want everyone to go away very happy from the event. And if everything works out, I'd like to do this twice a year. So the next one we want to plan is in September, either in Chicago or Dallas, again, central. So I want this to be an ongoing model. And again, I want people to be happy. Otherwise, what's the point? Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good way to look at it there. I mean, now the videos that you're talking about, would those be something that's available to people who want to pay a little bit more to get the set of videos also? Or?
Yeah, they'll be available. There'll be recordings of the whole event. So we're recording everything, all the speakers, and we'll be photographing and all that stuff. And the speakers and all that will get that for free because they may want to use it in their promotion and their media. You know, because they're speaking and sponsoring and have booths and all that. So that'll be a benefit to them. And then the attendees, like I said, if you miss stuff, if you want to go over it again, there'll be an opportunity at the conference to get the recordings, which we'll have out shortly after.
Well, we're really pleased that we're involved with you and helping to get the word out. And we really are very grateful that we're going to be part of it. So, yeah, thanks, Richard.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and we appreciate you taking the time to come on the show. And if anyone's interested, everybody who listens to our show knows how we do our links. Just go to CryptoCousins.com/super, and that'll take you to our affiliate link there for Richard's event. But we're going to be there, so if you see us interviewing or talking to someone, make sure you come up and say hi to us, and let's chat, because I think this is going to be a great event. I know, Richard, I know a guy that I haven't seen since fifth grade contacted me that he was coming to this event. He's already bought his ticket and got his coffee mugs and stuff.
That's really cool. That's great.
Yeah, I thought that was real cool. Yeah, so this is for everyone.
In a case it's not obvious, for listeners, you know, this podcast, so we gave you guys the affiliate code. So anyone that registers through you is going to get 10% off, you know, as a benefit to your listeners and all that. So that's going to make that, like, super clear.
Well, thanks for bringing it up to me, because I did forget to say that. So that's cool. So, Richard, I'm going to say this is getting about where we like to try to keep it at on time-wise. So unless, Tony, unless there's something you want to ask or add, or Richard, anything you want to add, I'm going to be wrapping us up. Anything from you two?
Nope, just thanks. We appreciate being involved.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Okay, Tony, what'd you think of that?
Hey, Gary, that was amazing. Well, you know, Richard really knows what he's doing. He's a real people person. He understands that people are coming to a show to meet and engage with other people. It's just way, way more interesting when you're in the real world having a conversation with someone about, you know, what do they feel about the different cryptos and how you know, what got them into it. You're going to get a much different answer from someone face-to-face than they're maybe are willing to put online in a presentation. So there's just nothing like meeting people in the real world. And you and I both produce tech conferences, so we know how valuable it is.
Yeah, it's very valuable, and I'm excited. We're going to be at this conference. Actually, we have press passes. And they gave us a whole area to set up our camera. And so if you see us there, if you do come, make sure and come over and say hello. And also make sure, like I said, use our affiliate link, CryptoCousins.com/super, and save yourself 10%. Tony, we probably need to end this quickly after the length of this show. Want to make sure everybody knows about the Facebook group. Just go to Facebook. Search Crypto Cousins. We have a page and a group. You can't go wrong with either one, but I would join both. I mean, both of them are pretty active. And then CryptoCousins.com/iTunes is the place to find us on iTunes. CryptoCousins.com/Spotify for Spotify. Don't forget to check out CryptoCousins.com/donate. And, Tony, you know, we forgot to give out the phone number.
Well, we better get it in there at the end. Don't forget to call us with questions at 747-777-9471.
And you're luckier just for dialing all those sevens, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Next week's show, we are hoping to have Charlie Shrim. And that's going to be a big interview for us. So that's the plan. We're supposed to interview him tomorrow for next week's show. So that's the plans. So we'll see how that goes. And unless you have anything, Tony, I think we need to get out of here and give these guys a break.
Yes. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy your holiday week. It's a lot of people have taken off between Christmas and New Year's here in the U.S. And so it's really a beautiful week to get caught up on your reading and your podcasting and your binge watching and learning of crypto.
Hey, I hope everybody had a good Christmas, and thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Crypto Cousins podcast. Please share this podcast with anyone you know that is interested in cryptocurrency. Your friends can subscribe on iTunes at CryptoCousins.com/iTunes and on Android at CryptoCousins.com/play. If you want to know more about Tony or Gary, just go to TonySicala.com or GaryLeland.com. Make sure and join us on the next episode, and thanks for listening. The Crypto Cousins podcast and information in the podcast are not intended as investment advice. Cryptocurrencies are risky. Never invest more than you can afford to lose. Always seek professional advice before making any investment. Investing in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies may present tremendous risks. Please understand that you are using any and all information available on or through the Crypto Cousins podcast at your own risk.